This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
In Pueblo County, the sheriff's office says two men are behind bars and several stolen vehicles are now back after a multi-agency arrest this week. Deputies say parole officers first spotted the two, John Marquez and Ray Archuleta, both known to have outstanding warrants. When police tried to talk to them, they wouldn't cooperate. Ultimately, law enforcement said they had to use gas to get them out of the garage they were hiding in. Both men were arrested and are in the Pueblo County Jail. Saturday, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office wildland fire crew simulated a wildfire incident in Monument to help them prepare for real-life situations. 11 different agencies participated. The City of Pueblo has scheduled a cleanup and outreach effort at Fountain Creek to address the growing concerns of trash and individuals experiencing homelessness at the river bottom. Pueblo police say they've not done this big of a cleanup on Fountain Creek in years. They're going to have front-end loaders and dumpsters out there to clean up. They're also trying to make sure to clean up any needles lying around the area. Community partners will work to provide outreach for the people down at the river bottom experiencing homelessness in order to better meet their needs and connect them with resources. A man, now accused of second-degree murder, called 911 Monday night to report that he strangled another man in self-defense. The victim is dead and the suspect, Luke Herndon, is in jail. Rescue crews were racing against the setting sun Saturday trying to bring down a climber who got stuck on Cheyenne Canyon. Crews were called to the area near Columbine Lower Trail, working to get the climber down before the sun set and the weather got too cold. Colorado Springs Fire responded around 5, and while CSFD says the man was stuck, he wasn't hurt. About 2 hours later, crews were able to get the climber down safely. 7 people are hurt and 1 is dead after a shooting at a house party in Adams County early Saturday morning. According to our news partners in Denver, the shooting happened around 3 a.m. on Dakin Street. When deputies got there, they had to take multiple people to the hospital with gunshot wounds. 1 person was killed. Investigators say they're looking for an early 2000s model dark blue Chevrolet Tahoe that was used in the shooting. No word on how many people were inside that car. Anyone with information is asked to call the sheriff's office. The Denver Clerk and Recorder's Office is making corrections to its voting booklet after errors were found. The mistake is costing the Mile High City $191,000 to fix. The Clerk and Recorder's Office tells our news partners that there was proofing errors for ballot questions. The office says they've updated its online materials accordingly and will be sending a mailer to Denver voters with the correct information immediately. Saturday, police in California say they caught a suspected killer accused of killing 6 men and shooting a woman in Stockton, California. Investigators say they were able to track down Wesley Brownlee through tips and police work, stopping him in a car about 2 o'clock Saturday morning. Police say he was dressed in all black, had a mask around his neck, and a gun he said he was using to go hunting. Ballistics evidence linked that gun to all the shootings. Right now, no motive for the attacks, but law enforcement says they think he was, quote, on a mission to kill. He's in the county jail without bail. The Haunted Mines on Bijou Street in Colorado Springs is now open Thursday through Sunday. Tickets start at $20.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venachinkwe. Cooler day today under a mostly cloudy sky. Precipitation doesn't look to be a great threat for most areas, though some isolated and brief showers could occur probably south of the Arkansas River, particularly this morning. Highs only in the 50s today for many of us, and for much of the day, quite frankly, I think we'll end up in the 40s around the Pikes Peak region, but eventually we should reach the mid-50s in the Springs, probably upper 50s to near 60 along the Arkansas River. Mountain areas in the 40s and 50s could have some freezing conditions in parts of eastern Colorado tonight. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News, weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.